I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mali has signed a controversial ceasefire with the Tuareg rebels. With all the distraction of the coup and the refugee crisis, nobody was paying attention to the sudden spike in persecution of Christians. Sharia law became the rallying cry. It was answered by prayer warriors. For those on the field, Voice of the Martyrs spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
Voice of the Martyrs provides a safe place for them to be, to get a little bit of peace, discipleship, training, and then hopefully launch them back out into their society.
Want to know more? Well, we got details at our website. Next, northern India is seeing the worst natural disaster in its modern history. Nearly 600 are dead and thousands more are stranded following monsoon flooding. Gospel for Asia says this storm came earlier in the season than usual, catching the region completely off guard. GFA teams are giving clean water and food on the outskirts of the disaster zone. They'll be moving into the worst hit areas when it's safe to do so. Pray that GFA workers will have access in the near future. And the Jesus Film Project just checked off 100 translations of their Magdalena film. This movie follows the Bible's Mary Magdalene and how Jesus changed her life. The premiere was in Madagascar, and since then, over 2 million people have seen the new translation. The Jesus Film Project's Linda Ingerson says women in Madagascar are not highly valued.
These women are rejected by men, by society.
The Jesus Film Project also has story runners training to help women use Magdalena as a tool to share the gospel. You can watch Magdalena at our featured link section. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which incidentally begins July 9th. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.